Greetings again, pilgrims walking with Jesus. This is episode 21 of our excursion together, walking through the Gospel of John in the month of June with Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and each other. And it's June 25th, which tells you we're coming down the home stretch. Put your seatbelt on, maybe your helmet. Never know what lies ahead. It might not be all easy for you, but it all turns to good in the end. So continue walking. Stay with him. Clasp his ankles. Don't let go. Amen. Well, as has been going on, Jesus is going to continue to teach for us today. We're going from chapter 16, verse 16, all the way to the end of chapter 16. Not too much today. This will take us to the beginning of chapter 17 for tomorrow. And that's when we truly turn into the home stretch. But for now, let's ready ourselves. Get our heart in the right place. Get our mind opened up. Open all those windows of that mind of yours. You're going to hear something new today that you've never heard or never noticed. I promise, happens every day. The candle is lit, barely. I think this candle may not make it to June 30th, but we shall see. The tea is back to the kava. That's the good stuff. And the monks are chiming, so let us begin. Jesus continues. A little while, and you will no longer see me. And again a little while, and you will see me. Then some of his disciples said to one another, "What does he mean by saying to us, 'A little while, and you will no longer see me,' and again a little while, and you will see me, and 'because I am going to the Father'?" They said, "What does he mean by this, 'a little while'? We do not know what he is talking about." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him. So he said to them, "Are you discussing among yourselves what I meant when I said, 'A little while, and you will no longer see me,' and 'again a little while, and you will see me'? Very truly, I tell you, you will weep and mourn, but the world will rejoice. You will have pain, but your pain will turn into joy. When a woman is in labor, she has pain because her hour has come. But when her child is born, she no longer remembers the anguish because of the joy of having brought a human being into the world. So you have pain now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. On that day, you will ask nothing of me. Very truly, I tell you, if you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures, but will tell you plainly of the Father. On that day you will ask in my name. I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I am leaving the world and am going to the Father." His disciples said, "Yes, now you are speaking plainly, not in any figure of speech. Now we know that you know all things, and do not need to have anyone question you. By this we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? The hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each one to his home, and you will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have said this to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you face persecution, but take courage. I have conquered the world." Just so thick and rich and full of good news. Should read that over and over today and listen to it once or twice again. Jesus telling us the truth. He knows he's going to be leaving us and we'll be confused and sad. And that's okay. But that sadness will turn to joy when we come to believe in all the truth that Jesus brings us. Himself. The way, the truth, and the life. Well, let's sit around the circle a little bit before we depart and shake off our sandals and contemplate the learning from today. And Jesus is going to come over on this June 25th and speak to us. Remember, we're using Sarah Young's Jesus Calling Devotion. What a great devotional these are. Somewhat controversial, but I'll take them any day. Jesus will speak to us. Here's what he says. "Open your hands and your heart to receive this day as a precious gift from me. I begin each day with a sunrise, announcing my radiant presence. By the time you rise from your bed, I have already prepared the way before you. I eagerly await your first conscious thought. I rejoice when you glance my way. Bring me the gift of thanksgiving, which opens your heart to rich communion with me. Because I am God, from whom all blessings flow, thankfulness is the best way to draw near me. Sing praise songs to me. Tell of my wondrous works. Remember that I take great delight in you. I rejoice over you with singing." Amen. The freedom for folks like me to sing out loud. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks to everybody who participated last night in the great John and June discussion group on Zoom. Oh, such a good time. We're going to meet next Wednesday, by the way, just to have an open discussion about what to do moving forward now that we've completed another month. And what kind of offerings would you like to see in terms of recordings, Zoom meetings, classes, activities, prayer walks, whatever it may be? Let's just bring those ideas next Wednesday and let the Holy Spirit lead us to our consensus. But as for today, may the Holy Spirit fill your heart and your life, and may you see the presence of God all around you.